But first, full committee agendas await state lawmakers as they come back to the Capitol today. Among the issues they'll be considering, education funding, English immersion programs, and a potential new alternative for residents who get traffic tickets. Howie Fisher of Capitol Media Services joins me for a look at what to expect this week in the state legislature. Hey, Howie.
Good morning. A lot of fun going on here.
Lots of good stuff going on. So let's start with the education funding issue. This is something that has come up in the past, a potential expansion of the Prop 301. That's the 0.6 cent sales tax that goes to education. What are supporters proposing this year?
What they want to do is go to a full penny, and that would raise perhaps another $475-500 million. With most of that going to K-12, but also some money in there for community colleges and for higher ed. I think that there's a belief among Republicans, including Senator Sylvia Allen, who's sponsoring the bill, who chairs the Senate Education Committee, that you really do need more money to try to bring us back to where we were to pre-recession levels. The idea is that by doing it on the sales tax, it's simple, people understand it, and more to the point, it avoids the invest in ed measure, which goes ahead and tries to surcharge the richest Arizonans. And they see this as more of a winning scheme than what might else go to the ballot. Now, obviously, this too would have to go to the ballot, but I think there's a belief that if it goes to the ballot, it will pass.
So, Howie, as you say, this would go to the ballot and not the governor, but the governor has also been pretty clear that he's not interested in new taxes for anything, even if it comes at the ballot. How do you see that working with especially Republicans at the Capitol?
Oh, I think that there are a lot of Republicans who are going to tell the governor, that's all very nice, but the reality is that you can't keep doing what you're doing now. And this occurs not only in terms of education. You have people like Representative Noel Campbell, who heads the House Transportation Committee, who says, we haven't raised the gasoline tax since 1991. And the fact is that the 18 cents a gallon from 1991 is worth maybe 9 cents a gallon now, plus you have more fuel-efficient vehicles. So I think there are a lot of lawmakers who are willing to part ways with the governor. Now, what will be interesting to see is if the governor will campaign against this, if and when it goes to the ballot, because we already know he's going to campaign against the Invest in Ed measure.
All right, Howie, let's stick with education, but a slightly different type of issue. This deals with English immersion programs. There's a bill on a committee agenda this week dealing with that as well. What would that do?
Well, back in 2000, voters passed a measure to say that the only way of teaching English to so-called English language learners was immersion. In other words, that you go ahead and you put them in separate classes for this, and this was the way to ensure that they learn. Well, what folks are finding out is that it's not quite that simple, that many students learn in different ways, you know, sort of bilingual education. If you've got students that are in separate classes teaching them English, they're not getting their math, they're not getting their science, they're not getting anything else they need. So they've come to the conclusion, at least the proponents say, let's repeal this and let's find other things that work. And this is really crucial because we've now had, two decades to figure out if it works, and obviously it doesn't. We don't have any better understanding of what teaches kids English, so why not take this out of the Constitution and put this where it belongs in terms of the State Board of Education and the school districts?
Howie, any sense of how much or how broad the support is for this?
Oh, I think you have a lot of conservative Republicans who have recognized that what worked at the time, you have to remember, this is all during the time when there was a lot of attacks on immigrants, and somehow there was a belief that you're going to force these people to learn English because you can't keep them out of schools. I think a lot of folks over the years have recognized very little about immigration, about foreign language learning is simple, and that you need to have a much more nuanced approach, for lack of a better way of putting it, and I think that this is designed to provide it.
All right, Howie, finally this morning, let's talk about a bill that would basically give Arizonans who get traffic tickets a different way to pay them off. Maybe they don't have to pay them off monetarily.
This is the brainchild of Representative Leo Biasucci, who apparently got a ticket, actually turned out to be a parking ticket in the city of Phoenix. So he went to court and said, well, can I go ahead and work it off? And they said, what are you, crazy? And then he said, well, can I have time payments? They said, sure, if you want to pay the administration fee. So Mr. Biasucci has decided that what we really need is an option statewide for anybody who gets a traffic ticket to be able to work it off. Now, you can imagine, given the number of people who are getting speeding tickets and everything else, if they're all doing community service, we're going to have a lot of people in orange jumpsuits all along the highways. We should have the cleanest highways in the state of Arizona. The fact is, it's getting some traction, and the bill is scheduled for hearing this week.
All right, one of many to keep our eyes on this week. That is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. As always, Howie, thank you.
I will try not to get a ticket.